every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's Spectator Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's Dirt Late Models and Soccer Stocker Demolition Derby. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Scott Muller here, letting you know Muller means more for you. More because you get more selection with over 600 new Hondas, and that gives you more to choose and more opportunities to save. Like leasing a new 17 Honda Civic LX sedan automatic for only $189 a month with no money down during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Visit MullerHondaofGurnee.com to find the more you're looking for. And like my dad always says, you will not be disappointed. 36-month lease to qualified buyers plus tax, title, license, doc fee ends 9/5/17.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs and all four games of the Crosstown Series. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. My name's Kevin Zipak. The Wolves love to feed their fans at Allstate Arena, winning 76% of their home games on their way to the Central Division title. Be part of the winning atmosphere. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. John Fox has a 9-23 record in two seasons with the Bears, disappointing by any measure. But today, on the first official day of training camp, Fox expressed a certain level of optimism with this year's roster.
You're always trying to look to improve, but I can honestly say, as I said earlier, it's not like we've come to this day in camp like the previous 2 years and known that we don't have what we need. I think this is the first time that I can look at a depth chart and say, you know, I like all these guys.
That was Fox. He and GM Ryan Pace held their training camp introductory presser this afternoon in Bourbonnais, and the Score will be broadcasting live from camp all day tomorrow, starting with Mully and Hanley live at 5. In baseball, the Cubs continue their stellar post-All-Star break run tonight as they head down to Guaranteed Rate Field for Game 3 of 4 of this year's Crosstown Series. Jake Arrieta versus James Shields, the pitching matchup. And you can hear Mark Grody's pregame show at 6:35 tonight here on The Score. Arrieta looking for his third straight quality start. A couple roster moves as well today from both the Cubs and White Sox. The World Series champs activated pitcher Brett Anderson from the 60-day disabled list and then immediately designated him for assignment. And the White Sox activated Jake Petrichka from the DL to take the spot of Anthony Swarzak, who was traded to Milwaukee in exchange for 25-year-old outfielder Ryan Cordell. Finally, tonight at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, the United States men's national soccer team will take on Jamaica in the Gold Cup final. This summer, visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel Light purchase. And this scoreboard update is sponsored by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs take on the White Sox on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
We have to keep reminding ourselves we're 15 months into this, and this is a process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. As I said a minute ago, usually when your coach goes into his first season, he's got his first recruiting class on the field. And because of the timing of the hire, the coach had one guy that he had a hand in bringing to campus on the team last year. And so really this fall will be the first time his recruits have taken the field, some of them. Now just having the stability of an off season, having the opportunity to go through another spring football where people aren't literally reading names off of helmets and trying to figure out the plays, it makes such a difference. And so I'm as bullish about the future of Illinois football as I ever have been, and I hope our fans continue to share in that enthusiasm as well.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Dan Bernstein flying solo with you today. You just heard Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman talking about his football program. You should be checking out our live video stream at 670thescore.com. It's brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. Shannon Ryan is on Twitter at S Ryan Tribune and is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline right now. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Shannon wrote the news that Illinois Whitman and his office is beginning to craft a policy that would mirror that of Indiana University, and it's one that we're going to discuss now on The Score. Hello, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. It sounds great. It's a great headline, and it looks like it's a tough thing. But when I actually looked at the structure of the Indiana policy, and they say it's players would be kept off campus who were convicted of a felony or pleaded no contest to essentially felony sexual assailants. And my first thought is, well, duh. Like, do you really need a policy to tell you not to bring those people to your campus?
Apparently, because not many schools have this. So I get what you're saying. And I think overall, just in our society in general, we know that most people are not convicted of rape. I think it's like up in the 90% are not.
And even those that are often plead down, like Pierre Pierce, yeah. The famous case at Iowa, who brutalized two women on that campus, was only convicted of a felony in the second one. The first one charged with a felony, but then it became a misdemeanor.
Right. So it's a high bar. I get what you're saying. And I don't know exactly. Illinois hasn't finalized it. I don't know that their wording would be exactly the same as Indiana's, and maybe it would include more cases. But I think given that what we have now at most places is nothing, and you have the Big Ten commissioner basically saying, no, we don't have to take a stand as the Big Ten, and let's just let schools handle this. I think it sends at least a good message, and I do think having some written policy in place that then hopefully it goes farther, like what you're saying. I would hope so too, but it's a first step. It's something that most schools aren't doing. And then you've got the extreme cases where, or maybe they're not that extreme, but just we have repeated histories of schools that are helping people get away with these things. So, or, you know, turning a blind eye, or, you know, look what happened at Baylor and, you know, these cover-ups, that having that policy in place, I think, sets a standard of what's acceptable and what's not for their athletic department.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think the optics are fine, and anything is better than nothing. It's always anything you do to take any steps to protect women on campus is great. But then, you know, I keep thinking about if you really feel that the policy has to exist at this level to say, well, you know what? No felony rape convicts. Like, what kind of coach have you hired? You know, who are you against whom are you really protecting your campus? Because if you've hired coaches that could conceivably force you to invoke this policy, I'm thinking you hired the wrong kind of guy.
But we see that. I mean, we see horrible cases going on and with current students and with athletes that come into schools, and it does happen. So, you know, sometimes that is a reflection of the coach, but I get what you're saying. But I think having this, and maybe, you know, hopefully this is the first step, and hopefully this just is the beginning of people taking this more seriously. I mean, 5 years ago, I mean, I don't think people were talking about this issue at all, or, you know, not like they are now. And because of these high profile cases, has kind of put some pressure on schools to at least try to differentiate themselves in a way. So I don't think, yeah, we're not where we need to be, of course, but, you know, I'm looking at it as the, at least your messaging is getting on point. At least you're getting some policy. And, you know, hopefully people keep pressuring them to do more.
I don't know what the legal ramifications are, especially for a public land-grant university, what they're allowed to do. But, you know, you look at some of these private businesses that have collectively bargained employment situations like MLB, where MLB, they don't care what happened in the criminal court or civil court. They can investigate it completely on their own. And even if charges are dropped, MLB can go in there and say, you know what, this doesn't look right to us. And I'm thinking, ideally, a school is allowed to take whoever they want. There's selective organization. There's selective institutions where even if something's just not quite right and you've got any kind of history, regardless of what a court has said, I think there could be plenty more muscle flex. That's when we really find out about how badly a team wants to win, about what it really means to them when they are given more power to decide. And then we start to see where the gray areas are, depending on how fast somebody can run.
Yeah, it reminds me of I think it was like a year ago or so, when Outside the Lines did a piece, but it was just looking at college campuses and or college athletic departments and crime and violent crimes and what a lot of the schools do, getting these guys lawyered up right away. The idea was kind of like, why do so many of these guys get away with it? And it's because, the school's helping them get away with it. Getting them the top lawyers and, just helping them through the legal process. So then you see the schools have these internal reviews that don't really do much or kind of seem to be orchestrated in a way that helps the guy stay on the field. So, right. So kind of going back to what I was saying before, how much do you want to win that if you're willing to put a line? And, I would say Illinois last year, maybe it was even a stronger statement when they dismissed a basketball player from the team, Kendrick Nunn, who was, I think, their top scorer or top two scorers. And it was a misdemeanor charge and a misdemeanor battery charge, but it was originally a charge of domestic battery. And they dismissed him from the team. They could have said, like, this is still pending. And, I'm hard on people on this topic, but I thought, I was surprised that they took that stand. And I think that kind of drew a line, because now the next athlete who has an issue like that come up, you're going to say, well, look, you dismissed Kendrick Nunn. Why wouldn't you dismiss this guy? So, to me, maybe that's an even stronger statement, is that they actually did something at Illinois specifically.
I also wonder, too, and maybe this is for another time or for a longer, perhaps magazine-style piece about where some of these individual universities and their athletic departments fit in to some larger national trends. But as this is going on, we got the news just last week that our dangerous idiot education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was actually giving an audience to what are essentially groups of rape apologist trolls, and taking these fringe splinter groups seriously when it comes to men's rights, and trying to push back against some of what they see is impeding on their sexual assault playground on so many campuses. So do you think that universities, and maybe with some of these revenue generating sports, are in a unique position to play perhaps an outsized role in a larger conversation with some of these things?
Well, I think so. I mean, just look at the stature that these schools have and the power, or these teams have and the power that they have. And, every case that I can't think of one that hasn't come up or that I've written about where the narrative isn't what you're saying, where people are, blaming the victim, of course, and defending the guy to the end. So that's that narrative. Initially when we're talking about they could do a lot more with this and create a much stricter policy, which, is true. But, we're not as a society far enough along in this. There's 23% of women on undergraduates and college campuses experience rape or sexual violence. And it's almost 21% experience domestic violence on college campuses. And I think people are in denial about those numbers. And we typically see the narrative when it comes to athletics that, at every level, that they're defended by fans, and the narrative's not where it needs to be. And I think that sports and college sports can definitely maybe help change that.
Well, you'd certainly like to see that from a school like Illinois, especially with the kinds of things that Josh Whitman has said to this point. Shannon, we appreciate it and look forward to more of the scoops that you get as this story continues.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
That is Shannon Ryan of the Chicago Tribune, again on Twitter at @SRyanTribune. Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost Mobile's best family plan and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Want to find out what you think of this? 312-644-6767. It's hard to criticize a policy before we see it, but as I say, before, if it does mirror that of Indiana, if you feel that it's just necessary to say, well, it's no convicted felons, nobody who's been convicted of felony rape can be on this campus, I would hope you probably thought that before you actually codified the policy. But I want to get your thoughts as well. Right here, Dan Bernstein with you on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Not just new cars and SUVs, better.
Maybe you're one of those people that has been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you your house wouldn't appraise high enough. No, that's crazy. My guy Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket costs. Leave your checkbook at home. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. So if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, nearly every single week. Shoot, practically every day, somebody will ask me about the famous Jungle Karma. Rome, what is it? How does it work? Why does it work? And my answer has always been, I just don't know. Take, for example, Kansas City Royals second baseman Whit Merrifield. He comes on the show yesterday, does a great interview, and then a few hours later, this happens.
First pitch of the game is swung on and hit well, deep to left field. That's a way back, and Whit Merrifield has gone deep on the very first pitch of the game.
And that's not just some batting practice pitcher putting it on a tee for Merrifield. That's an all-star and last year's rookie of the year. And he was powerless against Whit and the Karma. So go ahead and look at the facts and then tell me you do not believe in Jungle Karma. I know Whit Merrifield and the Royals do. I'm Jim Rome.
Can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He is Theo Epstein. There's a different feel to your ball club these days.
I don't think anyone's going to be patting themselves on the back. We need to turn this into several good months of baseball. And that means continuing to grind, continuing to bring a focus and edge to the park every day.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta, what was your initial reaction upon hearing the news that surprised so many people that you had a new teammate named Jose Quintana?
It was fairly obvious that we needed some sort of boost. He's an extremely well-established left-handed starting pitcher with great stuff.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe, Matt, what happened to the energy as affected by the trade when Jose Quintana enters the room?
You know, just symbolically to get a player of that caliber to walk in your clubhouse at this time of the year always is going to pick the group up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS this fall to find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1 year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowdsourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
Do you think all this is gonna work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, coming to CBS this fall.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What we're telling the guys is we want to, you know, be relevant, be a good football team, a team that competes, you know, for championships as soon as possible.
Striving for relevance. That's the rallying cry for Lovie Smith and the Fighting Illini. Look, I need my acronyms. I am conditioned when it comes to Illini football that I can't buy in without an acronym that makes things easier for me. Whatever is necessary today, or whatever the hell that OSCE crap stood for, that's what we need. Because otherwise, I can't be a believer. Our motto's WIN, and that is whatever is necessary today. There you go, WINT.
We use the word OSCE.
I don't understand that.
We use the word OSCE not just because of the word OSCE or that it's a battle cry of the University of Illinois, but it also stands for something. That stance that we use that word for is our success equals the knowledge of being the K, the knowledge of being a great student athlete on and off the football field, understanding how to be supportive, how to understand to be successful in the classroom. The E stands for effort, giving all out effort in everything you do each and every day. And then the last E stands for energy. Energy, being a positive influence on the people around you, having that belief and that system of as being a teammate, being a brother, the band of brothers.
Kind of a giggle.
I miss him so much. He's gone. He was bad. He was mean. And he was kind of dumb. But, man, I would be lying if I didn't say that I missed whatever that is. The fact that he, like, wrote that down on a card, and he got dressed that morning, and he drove over, and he was all excited, and this is going to be his big speech. It's kind of cute. Eli in Bensonville is on the score. Yeah. Hi, Eli.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
It's great. And on the subject of ball players, and it doesn't just relate to football players, but it could be any student athlete. I believe you are actually already a role model for children.
No, it has nothing to do with being a role model. It has to do with whether or not you're...
I understand that.
Well, you don't seem to understand it because you just said it.
You're doing stuff like getting... When they're being convicted of crimes, rape or, you know, domestic violence, there's no room for that. You know, okay, women can't...
Yeah, let's try to get this back on the tracks here. It doesn't have to do with being a role model. It has to do with whether or not someone you are... Let me finish. Whether or not you're... Let me finish before you say correct. It has to do with whether or not a university is choosing to endanger the women on its campus.
That is true. Oh. And, you know, women are fragile.
No, they're not. Women are not fragile.
These athletes are huge.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
And they can overpower anybody.
Yeah, not just women.
I know a female who was 12 years old.
Okay, that's. I think we're going to let Eli go off to wherever he needs to be. Because that... What's going on today? It's me, isn't it? Shep?
Yes. Wait, what else do you think it is?
Why am I a magnet for this? What do I do? It only happens here. It doesn't happen in like real life. Like when I run into people just on the street and at the store and at the gym, it's just everybody's normal. It's something about phones or I.
Right, but most people that you run into like don't know you and can't take out their stupidity on you in public.
Yeah, a lot do, but they don't seem to. It's something about phones. We need a study done. We've got to figure this out because I don't know what it is. And let the record show that I see what calls are coming in. They're not trying to do this. I know, Shep, you always, I'm sure people always ask you, do you do that on purpose? Are you selecting these people? And I know for a fact that you're not.
No. Like, it's either that or they call and ask if they won the tickets that we didn't give away yet.
At some point, we are going to give away a pair of Cubs tickets.
And now the phones are going to open up and there's going to be six people asking if they won.
Did I win? We're not giving them away right now. We are going to give them away before 6 o'clock, however. And speaking of studies, I did indeed see what Ann McKee published in the journal about the number of NFL brains. It was like 109 out of 110 that showed evidence of chronic traumatic encephalopathy. However, some of the reporting on this has fundamentally misunderstood what's going on. There's really not much new in this published study. Those of us that have kept up with a lot of what's going on in the science of football and brain trauma, it's not a neutral sample. So you've got to understand that. I am not denying the connection between smashing your head into things and brain injury, because that's absolutely true. It is proven. The NFL has admitted to that. It's why they've paid out billions of dollars in settlements. Still not enough, but it's why they're at least down the road toward understanding that there is a complete awareness that smashing your skull for a long time results in brain injury. But the people who submitted these brains for study did so for a reason. So it's not, they didn't just pick 110 random brains and then say, oh, look what happened here to all these people. These were already people who had chosen to donate their brain in large part because of what they believed to be symptoms or signs of potential symptoms. So please understand that, while it was a great headline, and you know the Sun Times did a good job sensationalizing it with an effective photo, and this is your brain on football. Yeah, there really wasn't much new, truth be told. And they've been on top of trying to make these studies larger, but because you don't know until you get the dead brain, there's no way to do it. They can't go through perfectly healthy, happy, well-adjusted people. You know, it doesn't really change my thinking on a lot of things, where I want to know if my doctor ever played tackle football. I want to know if anybody handling my money ever played tackle football, or anybody doing anything, you know, them hiring to do something important. I want to know, you know, if that person, especially that person, is older or... played.
What about screening your calls?
The person screening my calls? Or are you saying screen calls for people that spent a lot of time...
The person screening your calls.
Now, you played how many years?
I played 8th grade through senior year of high school, so 5.
Okay.
It took me that long to spit out 5.
All right. All the neurons just to reach... How do we get to 5? 5! There. If it took that long, maybe we're already seeing the effects. But not to joke around, but... yeah, I wouldn't let you operate on me, and I certainly wouldn't let you handle my money. So asked and answered, if you're actually asking. And regarding some of the football talk today, Rudy says, hot damn, it's so nice to have John Fox and the Bears back today to say absolutely nothing. I may have said this before, but I don't have a clue how this team scores next year. Not score enough to win scoring, but even scoring a point with a lack of talent on this team. I did enjoy the blue-collar bit that Pace tried out today, knowing that last year his offensive coordinator had a 60.7 run-pass ratio, which made him the 13th highest in the league. Chicago tough indeed.
Tough, blue-collar, grinded-out team.
I don't know what your reference to injury history is. I don't know many coaches that have never had injuries.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves love to feed their fans at Allstate Arena, winning 76% of their home games on their way to the Central Division title. Be a part of the winning atmosphere. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Last year's Bears season, not great, 3-13, with some brutal losses, especially down the stretch. One positive, however, the emergence of rookie running back Jordan Howard. He rushed for over 1,300 yards in 15 games and still thinks he can get better.
I was able to work on it a lot, and then just conditioning and stuff like that, because I had more time to train and stuff than last year, being my rookie year and things like that. But I had a lot of time to work on a lot of things that I wanted to work on and improve on.
That was Howard earlier.
That's me? Oh.
That was Howard earlier this afternoon in Bourbonnais. All players and coaches reported to Olivet Nazarene today for the official start of training camp, and the Score will be there tomorrow, broadcasting live all day, starting with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m. Moving to baseball, the Cubs and White Sox take this year's Crosstown Series to the South Side tonight for the final two games. Series currently split at one game apiece. Tonight's starting pitchers, Jake Arrieta and James Shields. Javi Baez is out of the lineup tonight for the Cubs. He struck out 5 times yesterday, bringing his season total to 83. A couple of roster moves today. There you go. A couple roster moves today as well from the Cubs.
That's enough of that. Lacking.
The Cubs designated Brett Anderson for assignment today, and the White Sox recalled Jake Petrichka from the disabled list to take Anthony Swarzak's roster spot. Swarzak was traded to Milwaukee in exchange for 25-year-old outfielder Ryan Cordell. And the United States men's soccer team tonight has a chance at the Gold Cup. They play Jamaica in the tournament final at Levi's Stadium this evening in Santa Clara. Make Burlington Stores your back-to-school headquarters and save up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, plus casual looks and basics, too. You're ready for the school year at Burlington, style for everyone. And the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank, for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow is up 97.5 points, the NASDAQ up 10.5 points, and the S&P is up 0.70 points. I had them this time, at least. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs take on the White Sox on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
The scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's home.
Hey, here's hoping we got all the baseball stupid out of the way in Game 2. The Crushdown Series is so important. And yes, yes, it's my voice on the promo. I have to do what they tell me. Look, I get you got to pick your battles sometimes, and I'm not going to refuse to read a promo when I come in, and Russ Matera, our production director, this is last year they did the promo, just say, hey, can you read this for me? Sure, it's for the Crosstown Series. Sure, I'm happy to. And he says, yeah, there's some notes here. The other, like, you know, Mitch wants it big and dramatic.
Will you be wearing Cubby Blue?
Shut up.
Right. Look, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? I'm lying to you. That's all I can tell you is I'm lying. I'm telling you it's enormous and big and earth shattering. And I'm lying because it's not. And I know it's not. But sometimes you gotta be your Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But I'm not dressing like that. So you can take solace in that. But look, what do you want me to do? They say, hey, make it big and dramatic. Sell it, Floyd. And I do that. And then I hear it. I just cringe every time I hear it.
Will you be wearing Cubby Blue?
He's hit another one. This ball is going to make the upper deck.
Or silver and black.
Turn out the fireworks. He's hit another slam.
It's time for the Crosstown rivalry to be renewed.
What the hell's going on out here?
I'm sorry. I am. I just... You only have so many times where you can stand up and say, I don't want to, because I don't want to read that or I don't want to do that. You know, there's sometimes they come in and say, hey, there's this product that really wants your endorsement and it's a lot of money for the station. It's a penis pump. And you're just like, no, you, Z-Pack, he's got his hand in the air. Hey, man, go for it. But sometimes you just got to say no, but you don't want to say no. And if it's just a promo, it's not like it's so sorry, but yeah, I'm lying because that whole thing with Lackey was just the height of dumb. And then you factor in, you got, you know, Lackey, I would have thrown at me too. I wouldn't try to hit anybody, but I know this game works. And yeah, I definitely would, if I'm on the other side, I'm definitely hitting somebody. And, you know, Hawk is waging his one man battle in there. And
Lackey is just a matter of time, buddy.
Before what? Just a matter of time before he's out of baseball. The end of his career. He's 39 years old.
That's enough of that, Lackey.
Wagner, what are you doing? Okay. Yeah, it's fine. This segment's been brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. Looking forward to our next segment. I'm going to talk to Steve Palazzolo of Pro Football Focus. And I'm interested to see how those guys, how some of the numbers wonks that try to bring some objectivity to football, look at training camp and what this means to them. So I think we'll get some ideas about how to consume some of this and how to ferret out meaning from something that has seemed to decrease in meaning over the years. We'll talk to him about that and more. Look around the league at some of what they are watching at PFF. That is next on The Score.
The Score has covered every Bears training camp for the last 25 years. And now we're ready to deliver the goods yet again. Listen to our coverage live from Bourbonnais starting tomorrow. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Bears camp coverage brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And DieHard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever DieHard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers at a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein, and you're sleeping too hot. I can tell. It's hot out, and it's sticky out, and then you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're all hot and sticky. You don't have to be. Mattress Firm has the hookup for you. It's the coolest sleep sale ever. The latest in cooling mattress technology. Sometimes it's you think it's you, or you think it's... No, sometimes it's your mattress. Believe it or not, these fabrics, these materials have gotten so much better. They call it Black Ice. It comes with a Beautyrest Black Memory Foam mattress. The Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch. They help you beat the hot summer nights. And right now, there's Mattress Firm Daily Deals. Every day, it's something different. Free pillows, up to 50% off mattresses from brands you love and more. You got to stop into the store to see what the daily deal is. And you're thinking, well, this could be a big number. No, not with the interest-free financing for 6 years. 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. And sleeping cool is really important to sleeping well, because as bedtime approaches, your body temperature starts to fall, which paves the way for a good night's sleep. So you'll understand that, and the mattress professional at Mattress Firm will help you get hooked up with just the right mattress for you to sleep cool. So go to the Mattress Firm near you right now. Get in there for the coolest sleep sale ever. It's Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food. To get $20 off your first box, that's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's Spectator Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's Dirt Late Models and Soccer Stocker Demolition Derby. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I got to tell you, the savings are getting out of control over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Right now, they have 20% off MSRP on all of Chevy's most popular models, like Malibus and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings. And if that weren't enough, you can get 0% financing for 72 months. Like I said, it's out of control over there. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get 4 lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's a deep competition. You know, there's a lot of intriguing possibilities there. I think of this camp and some of the things that, you know, just personally, I'm really excited to evaluate and watch, and one of them is the safety position. You know, there's a lot of quality depth there. There's a lot of young players there. That's going to be a fiery competition that's going to be fun to play out.
Ryan, if you watch the Bears safety competition, you're going to throw up. Just a word of advice. There may be other competitions going on. If that's one you're excited to watch, don't eat before you watch. Steve Palazzolo is at Pro Football Focus. His Twitter handle is at PFF_Steve, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. What do we know in general about what these NFL training camps have become and what in them now matters to you?
Oh, man, I think just getting those reps and everything, but it's funny because, you know, years ago, this time of year, late July was the time you were kind of getting those, like, NFL yearbook, year review shows going and just kind of, like, just getting your interest back in the NFL. But now it's like a play-by-play, a blow-by-blow of every single play at training camp that you're getting from beat reporters. So we have more access than ever. So I think it's tough to kind of, like, sort through the noise. But I think every now and again, it's just seeing a few players that emerge, you know, young players that are turning head to camp. And even though they don't always turn out to be great players, it means something to play well at camp. To me, that's the biggest thing, is just the younger players that are surprising and turning heads and, you know, earning that little bit of extra playing time. I think that's the biggest thing.
So what in the NFL right now, we spent a lot of time today talking about the Bears themselves, and they're really, frankly, other than what could happen with the quarterback sometime down the road, there's not much interesting going on with the Bears, but there are some things that matter across the league. So what's on the top of your list for what you're watching?
I'm just always interested when you have new coaches, new schemes, or, you know, something like Carolina where, you know, you've got Cam Newton. And I'm not going to say he's at a crossroads of his career because, you know, he's going to be playing for the next, you know, however many years, as long as he's healthy. But they're trying to do something different in Carolina. Quick passing game, Christian McCaffrey, you know, Curtis Samuel, these quicker running back wide receiver hybrids. Are they turning to a quick passing game, which isn't really Cam Newton's strength? What are they going to do offensively? So I think it's some of like the new scheme type stuff, the new coaching changes, and just seeing what those teams are going to do. Really interested to see those teams in the preseason.
And metrically, there isn't much you can do. Even those statistics for 7-on-7, for 11-on-11, for these guys running around in shorts and shells, that we see it, like you say, published every day, and we're watching a supposed positional battle. We know exactly how many passes are caught and dropped, and everybody's recording this. Is there anything material that you look at and say, yeah, that kind of matters? Or is it more of a time for scouts more than analysts, just to get the eye test on some of this stuff?
No, I think it's more scouts than analysts. I mean, the numbers, completion percentages don't matter. Just like pro day completion percentages, you know, your training camp completion percentage doesn't matter. But, you know, last year at this time, you had a guy like Tyreek Hill. You know, when you hear the same name every single day at camp, he's at Kansas City last year, and every single day the reports are Tyreek Hill, you know, showing really good speed. I think those are the things that kind of resonate. So when the same guy kind of shows up in multiple days, I think that's more of the important stuff to pay attention to.
Do you go to camps?
So last year we did a little training camp tour, and I thought it was pretty fun. We got something out of it, but I don't normally. I'll catch a couple here and there, but you know, it's interesting seeing the players up close. You know, even it's something like watching Sam Bradford throw the ball side by side next to Carson Wentz last year at Eagles camp. I thought was kind of revealing. Sam Bradford looked better than I thought he did. You know, little stuff like that kind of shows up. And I think the other thing you see is the starting quarterback at camp really looks better than the backups. And I know that sounds obvious, but a lot of times there's a huge drop-off between the starter and the backup. It shows even some of the better starters in the league are still very good players.
Which leads me right into what is of concern as we watch the Bears, that Mike Glennon, it's his job for now, and he really fits. He checks every box of the just a guy. He's you know, he's experienced because he's been on rosters more so from actually playing. And he doesn't do any one thing at the position extremely well. And Mitch Trubisky, we know, might do a couple of eye-popping things that even to a casual fan, there might be some escapability and a throw on the run and showing accuracy under pressure. That's going to be one that could be interesting to watch, even though the Bears are going out of their way to diffuse even the appearance of competition at that position.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting situation there. I think the biggest thing for the Bears is Trubisky's development and whatever is best for his development. You know, I mentioned this for the Rams last year and Jared Goff. When they said, hey, we're going to sit Goff until he's ready. Whether they stood by that or not, I don't know. But as far as a strategy or a philosophy, I think that's the right way to go. So whenever Trubisky's ready, whenever he's picking up the offense, you don't want to put him out there when he's not ready, because it doesn't matter if you win, week four with Trubisky. It doesn't matter, because he needs to be the long-term answer. So I think, the contract they signed for Glennon, you said he screams just a guy. I think the contract kind of does too.
Mm-hmm.
It screams transitional guy. You give him a shot. Who the heck, who knows? What if he does show well? And, do you hear any single quarterback that completes a pass over 20 yards as a potential trade candidate in the future, from A.J. McCarron in Cincinnati to, Kirk Cousins every single year? All these guys all of a sudden have trade value. Who knows? Maybe he plays himself into being a tradable commodity, and then you go to Trubisky. But I think the biggest thing is Trubisky's development. Whenever he's ready, whether it's week four, week eight, week 16, next year, that's when he gets the job. And then you have to see what you have and the guy that you really invested that high first-round pick in.
Understandably, Jordan Howard is receiving a lot of attention because of his unexpectedly successful, splashy rookie year. And he says he's going to be a better pass catcher. He says that he's in a little bit better condition as far as his body fat percentage. How did he grade out on Pro Football Focus last year? And how do you analyze his upside after an upstart season?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jordan Howard. It actually was not a surprise on our end. We had him as a second-round type of player coming out of college, because he graded extremely well at UAB in 2014, and then in 2015 graded extremely well after transferring to Indiana. He was our number five overall graded running back in the NFL last year, and I think he's a really good zone runner. And, one of our analysts, Mike Renner, likes to say, you flip him and Zeke Elliott, Dallas and Chicago, behind that offensive line in Dallas, and maybe Howard was the guy getting all of the hype and maybe the MVP hype that Zeke got. So I think overall, PFF in general, extremely high on Jordan Howard, and not all that surprised that he performed so well last season.
Where are you on John Fox after all this time and what he's done with a large body of work at this point? Has the league passed him by, or is there still something to be said for teams that play the kind of football that he feels comfortable playing?
Yeah, it's tough, because you made the point, large body of work. I think that might sum things up. You have a pretty good feel for what John Fox is going to bring. I do think that there is an element to, run the football and stop the run. I mean, that's the old adage in the NFL, but you need that flexibility as a head coach to say, I'm just going to drop back and chuck the ball. You know why? Because it makes more sense in the NFL today to throw the ball 40 times in certain games, 50 times, using the New England Patriots as an example. Of course, they have Tom Brady, but they go into games sometimes where they say, we're not even going to try to run the ball. We're just going to throw the ball all over the place because that's what the game plan dictates. So I do think as a coach, you need that type of flexibility. I'm not saying they have that type of team right now, but even when John Fox had Peyton Manning, I don't know that he had that type of flexibility. So, tough to say, like, hey, he needs to be gone right now, but I do think you know what you have in him as a coach, and I do think you need a little bit more flexibility to really rely on that pass game in today's NFL.
One thing we've been watching very closely over the past couple of years is how the NFL is evolving in a way that allows them to take advantage of some of the offensive trends in college, to some of the run-pass options and some of the spread stuff. It makes it easier on their scouts. It makes it easier to try to have guys transition when there's some similarities in what they can do. However, those same RPOs, as they're called, you can't do them because the rules in the NFL don't allow for some of the same distance for linemen down the field, etc. What would you, if you had to think about what the next steps are in some of the evolution of NFL play calling, and sometimes it's forward, sometimes it's backward, and you get a play that was popular 10, 15 years ago that finds its way back into vogue. Is there anything that you've already identified as something we're going to see more of?
Yeah, that's a great question too. I think even more than play calling, I think it's more the style of receivers that you're putting on the field. So, if you do have man coverage, you need a guy that can beat man coverage. If you need a guy that can run routes well, or a guy that can win in contested situations. I think the RPO stuff, man, that drives me nuts, because it's so tough to evaluate players with the RPOs, and you can incorporate some of those at the NFL level, but they're never really going to take over the league, to your point. But I think the way to offset that is you get the big tall receiver that can catch in traffic. You get the shifty route runner. You get the yards after the catch guy. And now you have multiple types of receiving options. The 2015 Bengals come to mind, where they had A.J. Green, who could, you know, get down the field. They had Marvin Jones, who was a very good receiver. They had Tyler Eifert, who could stretch the seam. So I think it's just different style receivers. If you can load up with those different types of playmakers on offense, I think that's the best way to attack opposing defenses these days. So it's not really a scheme trend, but more a player style trend, because again, it's very favorable to pass in the NFL these days, the way the rules are. So the more good quality pass catchers you could throw out there, the better off you are.
That is a very satisfying answer to that question provided by Steve Palazzolo. And Steve, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Steve Palazzolo of Pro Football Focus. He is a senior analyst for them. You will hear him again on this show during football season. I guarantee you that. He's been brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. You know what we haven't done a lot of so far is baseball talk. Right in the middle of Cubs and Sox, right at the midway point of the series, with the series now switching to Guaranteed Rate Field, a game you are going to hear on the Score this evening. And pitchers tonight are Jake Arrieta, and who is the Cubs starter? And Sox starter is James Shields. Okay. Well, you know, this is one of those could be 11 to 10. Could be 2-1, as long as they're not throwing baseballs at everybody. And I believe we have the lineups that are in, and there is a change, one that might have you a bit unhappy as a Cubs fan, but one where you have to understand the larger picture. So we'll talk about that, talk about anything you might be learning in this series. I am not learning much of anything, despite what I might tell you occasionally in a promo. Dan Bernstein with you today. It's just us. Got a couple hours left on Bernstein and Goff today. We do have a pair of Cubs tickets to give away between now and 6 o'clock. We got some more football talk coming your way. Jason Beck is going to join us at 4:40. He's the MLB.com writer for the Tigers, because the Cubs and Tigers are still said to be aggressively pursuing some trade options that include some big names at multiple positions. So all that and more coming your way. Want to talk baseball? 312-644-6767. Also open to a continuing discussion on some other things. You know, we tried to take a couple calls about what the University of Illinois might be implementing as far as policy, but things kind of went sideways on us. As again, I'm taking the blame for that. You got the Score.
On the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, special guests are dropping in during the games to talk to Pat and Ron.
The most famous redhead in Chicago Cubs history, Rex Sutcliffe.
So, Ronnie, they pay you to sit here and get to listen to Pat every day. Huh?
Every day, buddy.
Pat, I'm telling you, sound even better than you did the first day that had the opportunity to listen. This is fun.
Hear Pat and Ron call every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Cubs.
Rosen.
Monday Summer Clearance event going on now at Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save $6,000 off MSRP. Shop online, savetime.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen.
It's the Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Now choose the BMW SAV model you've wanted that has room for everyone. Start your shopping. Canals BMW has a great selection of sports activity vehicles to choose from, including 2017 BMW X1, X3, and X5 models. Over 150 in stock, each well-equipped with driver assistance packages and other popular features. You'll also enjoy BMW Ultimate Handling, performance, and luxurious appointments that make driving a pleasure. Plus, of course, there's plenty of space for kids, company, and cargo for wherever summer takes you. The Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Your time to take advantage of special lease offers on every 2017 BMW X model in stock with on-the-spot delivery. Canals BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. CanalsBMW.com.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii 5-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry.
Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii 5-0. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
He is Theo Epstein. There's a different feel to your ball club these days.
I don't think anyone's going to be patting themselves on the back. We need to turn this into several good months of baseball, and that means continuing to grind, continuing to bring a focus and edge to the park every day.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports